We also now still we have hope. Maybe one day we listen to our son just to pray God help us.
With the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime, Munira Morad and her husband Hamid Morad are hoping to locate their three missing sons. They are Shiite Muslim Kurds, also known as Faili Kurds. Human Rights Watch says more than 10,000 Faili Kurd men disappeared in Iraq in the 1980s as their families were deported to Iran.
During the war between Iran and Iraq, the Iraqi government started to gather us and deported the old men, the women, and the children to the border of Iran, confiscated all our wealth, all our IDs, citizenship, everything.
In 1982, Hamid Morad says he and his son Samir were detained. Then Mr. Morad was deported, his son Samir imprisoned.
He was in the Iraqi Air Force, radar operator.
In 1984, Iraqi security forces once again paid a visit to the remaining members of the Morad family in Iraq.
At 10 o'clock morning, they bring a jail car, don't have window, don't have light box. When I saw them, I understand this car from in jail.
Athir, the youngest son, who along with his parents now lives in Virginia, was then a six-year-old schoolboy. He was taken into custody along with his mother and two other brothers.
And the principal said, you know, there are these two men here, and they want to speak with you. And they look like the typical Baathist men with the mustaches. And they led me to a police vehicle outside, and they opened the back of it. And when I went in, my mom was sitting there with a bunch of suitcases around her.
The Iraqi security agents also picked up Athir's two brothers, Namir and Bahir, who had just finished medical college.
This one is Dr. Bahir, with his brother, Namir. He was first grade of College of Technology.
I remember Bahir the most. He spoke most honestly with me. We might be taken to a prison soon. You might be separated from mom soon. Be a big boy, you know.
Athir and his mother were deported to Iran. Namir and Bahir were detained.
They kept them as hostages for fear of, they thought maybe if they go out to Iran or somewhere else, they will fight Iraqi government.
In 1985, Mr. Morad, his wife, and Athir left Iran for the U.S. Even from so far away, they tried to find out about the three brothers. But secretly, Mrs. Morad says, because they were afraid of Saddam.
Of course, scared. He's ruthless. We think maybe we did something here. He killed them. You be quiet. But make something, cigarette. We went to Red Cross. We in touch with congressman, make some many things to State Department.
The Morads were able to get news of their sons from friends who visited them in jail. But 1 year later, in 1986, the visits were stopped. That window was suddenly closed.
Last time, they said to them, this is your last time to come to visit. So they sent letters to us with the pictures. And it was the last time, 1986.
The years went by. In the mid-1990s, a former Iraqi detainee told the family that Bahir had given him medical help in prison and that Namir was with him.
I asked him, how about our other son, Samir? He said, no. The reason Iraqi government put the military hostages a different place, in a military base called Al-Rashid.
Through the years of not knowing, Hamid and Munira Morad have led quiet lives. No restaurants, no movies, no celebrations.
We encourage ourselves just to stay alive. They will need us.
This is me at a wedding of one of my good Kurdish friends. I was best man. My parents did not go.
Athir says he has led a more serious life than most kids his age, and perhaps a more purposeful one. He graduated from Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown University and just completed medical school at the University of Virginia. Along the way, he received numerous honors.
I feel driven for many reasons. I guess primarily my biggest reason is to turn a bad situation into a positive one. But also, Saddam took so much from us. He took my brothers. He took our property. He took my identification. I don't have any childhood pictures because of what he did. And I didn't want him to take away my future.
It is a future Athir and his parents want to share with the brothers. The family now has a website, www.moradbrothers.com. They hope it will help in the search for information, in the search for the brothers.
Hope we can find them very soon, now.
Betty Van Etten, VOA TV.